agenda today and figure out what you want for us. We want to submit to you today, Father. We want to welcome you, welcome your Holy Spirit to do the work that you have, to change us, to meet us, bring us into a different place with you, Lord, that we would walk out more like you than the time we walked in this morning.
Rushing wind, hold us with power. Thank you. Dear Lord and Father of us all, thank you for receiving us into your presence, for giving our foolishness and reminding us that your love is so much larger than we are, and that we have a place with you, Holy Father. How strange it is to us when we live our busy lives through the course of the week and we lose track of the fact that we belong to you. We quit paying attention sometimes. Forgive us, Lord. Thank you for receiving each one of us here this morning. We thank you, Lord, because we have no real words to describe what it's like to come to worship and there be refreshed, encouraged, restored to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So those of us in our Western mindset who are so logical and persuaded that we understand and are in control and manage our own lives and have great knowledge and depth of understanding, and then we come back to something as simple as worship and we're dumbfounded. By the grace of the Lord, to refresh our minds and to wash us clean from foolish thinking and to shake off all of those labors and fears and concerns and the depression and disappointment and frustration that goes with struggling with so many things in life, and we come back to the one simple truth that God is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I don't know how many times I've fought that battle in my life and come back to the one thing that I know is true. God is. And he loves us, and he sent his Son on our behalf because he loves us. And his Son, the perfect Lamb, was given on our behalf that we might have hope and life and joy and the prospects of a greater tomorrow and a greater tomorrow after that. And one day, in a new body, when the body can stand it, we'll stand in the very presence of God with our eyes open, and we'll probably see the Father, and it'll be like a shockwave that'll circle the globe. 10,000 feet tall, like a tidal wave, as the glory of God circles just this earth, and then on into all of creation, and we get a better glimpse of God than we've had so far. But till then, in worship, we find great pleasure in knowing you, Father. Remind us, O Lord, that our trust is in you for good reason. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name with all of our hearts. Amen. Well, it's good to come back to church. Now we know why. How's your week? But you come back to church and you're refreshed and reminded that life is so much more than just that week. Life is so much more than just that work schedule or just those tasks or just getting the roof repaired or worrying about the faucet that leaks or taking care of the kid who's a little bit colicky or worrying about the kid who lost their tooth just a couple of months early or whatever the things we worry about so much, and they're so small. They're so small when God is so great. And when we come back into his presence, we get a little bit of a view of that, don't we? Isn't it nice? Thank you, Father. I have a favorite place in the world these days. Little bitty country about the size of St. Mary's County. I was in Africa, and a fella told me, as he brought me in, he said, I was telling him how much in love with Africa I was. He says, this isn't Africa, because it's just this little place, and it's the one safe place where people are nice, and there's no crime or violence, and nobody really goes hungry, and they're very poor, but they're nice, and they're gracious, and they're hospitable, and it's a nice place. He says, Africa is much larger. And then we talked about it for a while. But I come back to the kingdom, and I'm reminded, this kingdom I love, this isn't all of it. This is just a little safe place where there's so little to worry about. But the kingdom is so much larger because God loves everyone, does he not? All mankind. There are places in the world that are difficult. There are people in need. There are people in our own community that are in need. And we forget that the kingdom of God and our God are so much larger than just our little bitty worries of the price of avocados this time of year. So we're going to come to the communion table and be reminded as we walk that we have an opportunity to be generous and share. We're taking up an offering this morning for the needs of the saints. Is that correct, Tim? For the needs of the saints? Because sometimes we're in need and could use a helping hand. And so be generous with your offering. If you're visiting with us this morning, you're welcome, of course, at the table. If you belong to the Lord, you belong at the table too. This is the family of those who belong to Jesus Christ. So the ushers will come and invite you row by row to come to the table if you'd receive the elements and go back to your seat. And we'll take it all together in just a minute. So I asked my friend over here on the front row how his week was. He says, eh. Which is how it goes a lot of times. But we come back to the presence of the Lord and are refreshed, and we go face another week. Now, somewhere along the way, the Lord's going to equip us so that we'll make it all the way through the week as the light of the world. So, Father, we have these elements in our hand, and remember that your purpose for us is larger than we think a lot of times. The kingdom is so much more than just the little things that surround our lives. And your purposes are large and grand. And we pray for our place in all of that. We want so much to walk with you in it. So we receive these things together in the name of your Son, who gives us that hope. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would, pass your cups to the aisle and the ushers will come and receive those from you. And if we might have the children up front. We'd like to pray a blessing over you.
Y'all missed the cutest things from your viewpoint back there that we get to watch.
Yeah, the short. Let's pray. Father, we pray for these children.
Careful.
Father, we pray for these children with a heart that recognizes the responsibility we have. And so we pray over each one of them. We pray for your blessing and your wisdom be fostered in their hearts. Lord, let the things they see be an encouragement to them. We invite the divine protection of your angels to walk beside each one. Protect them from harm. Speak words of encouragement into their hearing. Bless them each day. Today especially, Lord, but each day in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would walk quietly, thank you very much.
We've got, I think, three pregnant right now, don't we? Candace is due next month, and Stephanie's due after the first of the year. The other Candace, the married one. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, you didn't know? That's not a word of knowledge. That's funny. Oh, thank you. Yes, receive the tithes and offerings, for heaven's sakes. Y'all come do that. I got a couple of things to say. Look, I told you guys last spring we were looking to bring a Bible college, fully accredited Bible college on campus. And it stumbled coming out of the gate in September. One of the remedies has been the hiring of a friend of mine, an acquaintance, more appropriately stated, by the name of Greg Hackett, who's coordinating the whole business for us from Orlando. But we start the Central Bible College Extension Campus here at Prague in January of 2011. And so the flyers with information for those of you who are interested in acquiring college credits, finishing a degree, or acquiring an associate's degree in church leadership, Brandon Nickish. The other Brandon is not pregnant, but he is expecting some students. And Brandon, you want this job? Hush. Brandon and his flyers and information will be available in the 4 years you're departing today, so take a look at that and keep in mind that you may know some people who have been thinking about returning to school. The information will take them to the site, walk them through the registration process. It's fully accredited, so the whole student loan, GI Bill, all that jazz is handled by the administration out in Springfield. But Svetlana will be teaching our first live course, and there'll be several available online effective January of 2011. The other thing I wanted to mention to you has completely escaped my mind, so I'm not going to... Did I say that out loud? Oh, rats, I wasn't going to tell you. But to our first-time guests, we have several here today, Noah and Lee and Sally, scattered here in front of me someplace. There's a gift kiosk out in the lobby to your left. Haul your little guest card out there and swap it for a bag of goodies, and then come downstairs and have coffee with us afterwards if you'd like. Let's see, what was that other important earth-shattering thing? Oh, now I remember. Michael and Svetlana are in Texas this week packing up their household goods. Oh, I thought sure somebody would go, oh. Those of us who know what that's like. And they'll be driving in next weekend. So a week from today, a bunch of us guys will be over there. That's the royal we. I might be there drinking coffee going, put that over there. But we'll be unloading their truck on Sunday afternoon, and there are three ladies who have agreed to come empty boxes, and we'd like to have about three times that many. So where... Amy. Amy, pop up, honey, so we can see you. You gals, get a hold of Amy. We'll be doing it Sunday and Monday to help her get situated so I can work her like a dog night and day right away, okay? I think that's it. Oh. What? Oh. Guess what? Beth Dobson's home for a visit. Yay! Mary Wallace wants to greet you with a word of thanks for your role in her ministry life. Could we borrow that mic, Tim? And yeah, this is good. If you would, please.
Okay. Good morning. I am Mary Wallace. I am staff. I'm the head of the Prayers That Heal the Heart Ministry, which is now going by Healing Hearts Prayer Ministry instead. And we have a presentation for you this morning that we would love to give so that we can thank you for all of the generous giving that you did during our fundraisers last spring that sent the four of us, Linnea Rollins and Louise Carade and Marie McGowan and myself, to Spokane, Washington, to Elijah House for some advanced training. So this is very fast because Tim made me make it short. But anyway, enjoy.